Paul Sugar Bear Smith is a type 2 diabetic. So are his four children. Smith says that's not unusual among other members of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, who have seen their traditional staples of wild rice, bison, and squash steadily replaced by fast food and processed commodities.
Which includes refined sugars, certainly wheat is a major part of today's diet, which is a carbohydrate. It turns into a sugar base, so that creates the obesity and then the inactivity. We're not as active as we once were.
Smith is director of Heifer International's Indian Nations Initiative, which aims to promote healthy food production and eating in tribal communities. Another advocate is Rhonda Funmaker, a Ho-Chunk tribal member and founder of the Good Village Foundation. She describes herself as a traditional gardener and cook, who's dedicated to bringing back the customs and ceremonies of her ancestors. Funmaker says it's hard work, but she's seeing results.
There is a growing number of Ho-Chunk people that are going back to the way that we ate, you know, prior to receiving commodities from government distribution, as well as starting to plant their own foods, and our tribe is actually opening community gardens.
Funmaker says those same gardens are being fertilized by the Ho-Chunk's developing bison herds. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.